From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. European foreign ministers call on Turkey to open its border to Syrian refugees. EU officials Saturday urged Ankara to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday that Turkey and the EU have a moral and a legal duty to care for those fleeing the Assad regime.
To protect those in need of international protection, asylum seekers. It is unquestionable the fact that people coming from inside Syria are Syrians in need for international protection.
Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said outside the meeting in the Netherlands that his country will keep an open border policy for people fleeing aggression from the Syrian government and Russian airstrikes. However, the main crossing at Kilis remains closed. Several thousand Syrian refugees are set up in a temporary tent city on the Syrian side of the border. Meanwhile, near the city of Aleppo, Syrian government and Russian forces intensified their assault on rebel-held positions Saturday. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that fighting continued in areas north of Aleppo and that government and allied forces are also attacking villages to the east of the city. Advances by Syrian government forces and its allied militias are threatening to cut off rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The assault around the city was a major reason for the suspension of peace talks in Geneva earlier this week. This is VOA News. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan have adopted a roadmap to promote direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban. From Islamabad, VOA's Aisha Tanzim has details.
Opening the meeting, Pakistan's advisor to the Prime Minister on Foreign Affairs, Sartaj Aziz, said all parties should try to bring the maximum number of Taliban to the table.
This will contribute to imparting a momentum to the process, offering incentive of political mainstreaming of the insurgent groups and gradually shrink the space for the irreconcilables.
The Afghan Taliban, on the other hand, called the statement a one-sided affair, which would not produce any results. They told VOA they would not end the war until foreign forces withdrew from the country. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan are clawing through vast mounds of wreckage, searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan. Authorities say that Saturday's 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 17 people in Tainan, a city of 2 million residents. Most of the victims were in a 17-story apartment building left flattened beyond recognition. Two other partially collapsed buildings were left tilting sharply away from their foundations, with their lower floors crumpled under hundreds of tons of concrete and steel. Taiwan's official central news agency said nearly 500 people were injured and more than 150 others were still missing early Sunday. Taiwan is often rattled by earthquakes, but most of them are minor. However, a 1999 quake there killed more than 2,300 people. Seven Republican presidential hopefuls have another debate in New Hampshire in just a few hours, less than 3 days before the northeastern U.S. state's primary election, when voters will deliver a verdict that could end the race for several candidates. Billionaire real estate tycoon Donald Trump takes the stage Saturday night, somewhat chastened by his second-place finish in Iowa's voter caucuses February 1st. Texas Senator Ted Cruz won in Iowa just ahead of Trump, and Trump was barely ahead of Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Governor John Kasich of Ohio, Chris Christie of New Jersey, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, along with retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, will also participate in the debate. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders have no more face-to-face meetings before the primary. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.